Our guest today, Paige McConnell, is playing, is well known to fans of Phish, the monumentally successful four-piece band. He played piano and other keyboards and contributed the odd song to Phish. And since they've broken up, he's had the opportunity and time to write and record an album of all his songs, and his very first solo album is here. I asked him how long he's actually been working on the new songs.
Well, you know, the very first song on the album, Beauty of a Broken Heart, was one that I actually started writing and I tracked on Phish's last album, but the song wasn't quite ready. It didn't make it. So that was, I mean, I worked on that song starting in, I don't know, you know, altogether probably 4 years, really, of writing. That one song in particular was in the works for about 2 years, and then the rest of the album took about 2 years also.
Now, this period of time that you've been working on this, of course, is a period of time where big changes have happened in your life with, you know, what's happened with Phish. And I'm curious as to whether those things worked themselves in the way into the lyrics consciously, or did you look back when you were finished and look at it and think that you represented anything you've been going through?
Probably a little bit of both. The song Heavy Rotation is a little bit more literal. In the choruses talk about, you know, the music that came and went and that sort of a thing. And it's interesting because I never would have been able to do this project had Phish been rolling along. I never would have had... It's not that anyone would have kept me from doing it. I just would not have had 2 years to really focus on a project and do it. So it's in every way, it was working itself in there, whether it was consciously or subconsciously.
We're talking with Paige McConnell about the new solo album. We're going to hear live versions of the songs in just a bit on stage at World Cafe Live. But I want to talk about your past. I want to talk about coming up and learning to play. I know... when you arrived in Vermont, started going to Goddard, mm-hmm. You did some more studying of piano. Were you looking to learn at that point?
Well, I studied with a great jazz piano player who's in Burlington. His name is Lar Duggan, D-U-G-G-A-N. Lar Duggan, and kind of my mentor up there. And while I was at Goddard, he helped me a lot. I wanted to learn jazz at that time, and he was someone that was helping me with jazz improvisation and a little bit about jazz theory. And I don't consider myself a jazz musician, but I'm more of a rock guy that sometimes plays jazz-ish sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was you know, studying improvisation with him and working through all of that was a big part of how I got where I am.
What were you playing? What did you learn coming up
with him?
Before, when you were just...
Well, I started taking piano lessons when I was four, and just sort of took piano lessons like so many people do through all the way into high school. The teacher that I had at that point was a guy who was able to... He was a little bit more flexible and not so much, oh, you have to learn the classical pieces. If I wanted to learn a Who song, he would work with me on that or whatever it was. So I was applying a lot of what I heard. I played by ear quite a bit, better than I read. So I was applying a lot of the rock music, and which is mostly guitar-driven, to the piano. And that's there's some great rock piano players that I idolize. Chuck Lavelle would be one. Nicky Hopkins would be another. Bill Payne. There's a handful of, I think, just really, really good rock piano players. But mostly, I think I was probably influenced by guitar.
Well, it's interesting because those players you name have something in common with you, is that they have really strong right hands and are very melodic players. Do a mm-hmm. lot of, you know, you do a lot of octaves and things that they do too, which it's interesting. Now, it seems to me, people who have seen Phish and follow Phish know far more than I do, but when you're set up, it seems that your instrument of choice for soloing on is the piano.
It is my instrument. It's what I started on, and interestingly, when I was writing this album and working on it, I didn't start by writing these songs on piano. Almost every single song on this album started with me programming drum tracks and and then sort of building up different instrumentation through synths and that sort of thing. So it was a different process, kind of taking myself out of my element and trying something different.
Now, everyone from Phish makes cameos on the album, but the person I really want to talk about is Jim Keltner, who worked with you. I don't know how many tracks.
Three.
People probably know his work, may not know his reputation. What is he like to work with? What is it like when he comes into the studio to play your music? I mean, number one, it must be intimidating, and number two, how does he latch on to what you're into?
It was incredible, and I got to say, everybody other than Jim that played on my album, it's kind of a peer and a friend and someone that I either knew from having played in previously with bands or was, you know, a local guy. And he was kind of the one guy that I reached out to. I was like, you know, on my wish list, who would I really love to play on this record? And I called, we called him up, and we had a connection through, he had been out on tour with, I believe with Neil Young, and the guy who was running security was a guy who ran Phish security, and they had a little bond. And so his wife encouraged him to go ahead and take this project with me. And he was supposed to be in New York anyway, working on a T-Bone Burnett project. The T-Bone Burnett project got moved back to LA, and he came out to New York to do this gig with me anyway.
Wow.
And, he walked into the studio. We'd never met before. Beth, who works for me, had talked with him on the phone, and he sat down within half an hour, and the first thing that we played was Rules I Don't Know, and first take. That was it. I mean, that's what's on the album. He sat down, and it was just kind of a magical take. And then the other two songs that he played on, Back in the Basement and Heavy Rotation, both of them are sort of the songs that have more extended jams on the album. Now, I didn't know that it was going to go with him like that. I knew of him as a studio guy and familiar with his, just how solid he is, and you know, the things that people know about him, the work with John Lennon and all the other millions of songs that he's played on. But we started to take it out there at the end of these songs, and these jams built up, and I was pushing and he was pushing, and all of a sudden I was really blown away. I was like, wow, we're really getting to some pretty cool places with this and pretty experimental. So that was a surprise to me. I didn't know that he was going to go there as well.
Now we'll go to the stage and hear one of those tracks that Jim Keltner worked on, Heavy Rotation, Paige McConnell live. Wow.
could be your praying mantis. I don't know if I'd plant this, if it's what I'd call. But the music that came and went, amusements that paid the rent, rules that were slightly bent but never too far, and engagements that paid the bills with nothing but time to kill. Only thing I wish you'll help me upon. That's just held together, whether or not I can weather, not the storm but the calm. I'll hang on till my treads get some traction, then I'm flung into action if I like it or not. And on until past tension release, I'm flying into the pan, I'm frying. Thank you. channels that I chart.
Down the spot.
Beauty of a Broken Heart, finishing up that set of music from Paige McConnell and the band. The new solo album is out now. Thanks to Paige for joining us today on The Cafe. Coming up, music from a guest soon on the show. Martin Sexton has a new album. We'll get to that when we get back here to the World Cafe.